A reading from the writings of St. Peter Julian Emard. The most blessed sacrament is not loved. Continued. How is it that our Lord is so little loved in the Eucharist? One reason is that we do not speak enough of it, and that we insist only on faith in the presence of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament, instead of speaking about his life and his love therein, instead of calling attention to the sacrifices which his love imposes upon him, in a word, instead of showing Jesus Eucharistic with the personal and special love he has for each one of us. Another reason is our behavior, which denotes little love in us, from the way we pray, adore, and visit him. No one would suspect the presence of Jesus Christ in our churches. How many among the best Catholics never pay a visit of devotion to the most blessed sacrament, to speak to him from the heart, to tell him their love? They do not love our Lord in the Eucharist because they do not know him well enough. But if, in spite of knowing him and his love and the sacrifices and desires of his heart, they still do not love him, what an insult. Yes, an insult, for it amounts to telling Jesus Christ that he is not beautiful enough, not good enough, not lovable enough to be preferred to what they love. What ingratitude. After having received so many graces from this good Savior, made so many promises to love him, and offered themselves so often to his service, such a treatment of him is a mockery of his love. What cowardice. For if they do not want to know him too well, to see him at close quarters, to receive him, to have a heart-to-heart talk with him, the reason is they are afraid of being caught by his love. They fear being unable to resist his kindness. They fear being obliged to give in, to sacrifice their heart unreservedly and their mind and life unconditionally. They are afraid of the love of Jesus Christ in the most blessed sacrament, and they avoid him. They are disturbed in his presence. They are afraid of yielding, like Pilate and Herod. They avoid his presence. Spiritual communion, my Jesus. I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. A reading from the month with Mary. Daily meditations for a profound reform of heart in the school of Mary by Don Delindo Ruotolo. 20th Day, Spiritual Combat. Mary speaks. The life of man is warfare on earth. He, like a soldier, does not have a fixed home, but a provisional one, and must go where the will of God calls him. Your first combat must be that undertaken for the defense of the faith. You will often find yourself among people who do not believe or do not, or are so weak in the faith that they give way to the smallest obstacle, often even at the ridicule of fools. You must counter, manifesting your unlimited submission to the wisdom of God, who is the supreme and only truth, esteeming and appreciating it above all human theories. If you allow yourself to be carried away or vacillate when some puny scientist of the earth contradicts the eternal truth, you are not a soldier of Jesus Christ. You are guilty of desertion. The faith is the greatest science. It is not blind or traditional assent to things incomprehensible, but it is the superior revelation of the highest truths which you admit because God has revealed them to you. God, who deserves more faith than any scientist of the earth. Therefore, you must affirm your faith against all the snares and contrary affirmations of pathetic earthly wisdom apostatized from God. Affirming your faith, you must of necessity show yourself a child of the Catholic Church, which possesses the sacred deposit of revealed truths. You must therefore fight boldly against every current that would pull you out of the Church and affirm your submission to its authority, to the Pope, to the bishops, to the priests. You must fight against distrust and show that you trust in God and adore His dispositions, conforming yourself to His divine will. One is not worthy of God who is excessively preoccupied with earthly things, who despairs, who puts his faith back in men, forgetting God. You must fight against the delusions of the world and show yourself a Christian in life. You will never follow what is opposed to the will of God. You will not follow the customs and fashions of the world, even at the cost of being mocked, even at the cost of suffering and martyrdom. A Christian fights energetically when he lives as a Christian, when he shows himself to be living according to the law of God and of the Church, when he is zealous for the salvation of his own brothers. Life itself is the most beautiful battle, and therefore your life is a warfare here on earth, and the weapon of your spiritual combat is prayer. Pray, because you must fight not only to destroy evil, but also to spread the good. Pray, because in order to fight, you must first conquer yourself and live totally united to God. As a Christian, you must nourish your soul with the sacraments. You must enlighten it with knowledge of and meditation on the eternal truths. You must enliven it with constant union with God, fleeing from sin as from death itself, and humbling yourself in His presence. Aspiration. O Jesus, give me the grace to bear witness before men, so that you will then receive me on the day of judgment. Little work. Repeat the act of faith at least 3 times during the day. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary, our mother, woman of faith.